Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 48 Laws of Power for Women Fed, Up with Male Workplace Dominance, is a 224 non-fiction guide by Mary Robbins that focuses on workplace power, office politics, and gendered dynamics in professional settings. Published by Three Brothers Publishing LLC, the book is positioned as a practical manual for women who have experienced being overlooked, interrupted, or sidelined in environments shaped by male dominance. Rather than presenting power as an abstract theory, it frames influence as something that must be understood and used in daily interactions, from meetings and credit assignment to alliances and career advancement. Robbins presents the book as drawing on hard-earned experience and translates traditional power tactics into direct, workplace-specific strategies. Its purpose is not to encourage imitation of corporate stereotypes, but to help readers recognize how power operates and respond with greater clarity, confidence, and tactical awareness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a workplace power manual built around gendered exclusion. This framing matters because it changes the reader's objective. Instead of asking how to be liked or how to work harder, the book asks how power is assigned, withheld, and defended. That shift gives the book a more tactical orientation than many books in the leadership genre. Secondly, turning old power tactics into modern professional strategy. This approach is useful because it makes hidden behavior legible. Instead of treating every interaction as personal, the reader is encouraged to identify recurring tactics and answer them with practical countermoves. That helps the book operate as a strategic guide rather than a motivational title. Thirdly, office politics treated as a system, not a nuisance. The emphasis on office politics also broadens the book beyond interpersonal friction. It connects daily interactions to larger patterns of promotion, access, and visibility. That makes the text especially relevant for readers who have the skills to perform well but feel blocked by less visible forms of power. Fourthly, direct tactics for speaking, claiming credit, and defending position. The value of this tactic-based structure is that it helps readers act before a situation becomes entrenched. In a workplace where influence is often cumulative, small responses can shape how a person is perceived over time. The book, therefore, treats communication as a power tool, not just a soft skill. Lastly, a career advancement book aimed at women who want agency, not permission. This focus on agency gives the book its broader purpose. It is not simply telling readers to endure difficult workplaces more effectively. It is helping them develop the tools to influence outcomes, protect ambition, and create room for advancement. That dual emphasis on resistance and progression is one of the book's clearest points of differentiation. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for women who recognize that professional inequality is not always direct or visible, but instead embedded in meetings, networks, credit assignment, and promotion pathways. It is also relevant for readers who want a practical, workplace-centered analysis of power rather than a general self-help discussion about confidence. Because the book is built around office politics and gender dominance, it offers a more specific lens than many leadership titles that treat workplace obstacles as neutral or universal. Its main benefit is tactical clarity. It helps readers identify recurring patterns, understand why certain interactions keep repeating, and respond with more deliberate strategy. What sets it apart in its category is its combination of plain language, gender-aware analysis, and emphasis on immediate application. Instead of presenting power as abstract theory, it treats it as a daily professional skill for readers looking for a direct, unsentimental guide to navigating systems that were not built for them. The book offers a sharply focused alternative to conventional career advice. If you would like to support Mary Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.